Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I was going to say it. I wanted to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I just wish you every
day. WFO dicks. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting our time, I want to
this all like from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That smells like the clover now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I
have my memory.
There's blood!
WFOD starts now.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Make America's jump into volcanoes again.
Yeah, hashtag make America jump. That's too many letters for a hashtag.
Too much, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. It is Stunt Month.
Maybe. Stunt Month!
We do have a thing planned for later once Drunkard STL on Twitters gets here. We are going to do the first Nickelback belly slap.
Let's see if it works.
Pretty excited about that. That's coming up here in a little bit. No Travis tonight. Travis is taking some time.
He's got his business to handle.
He's taking some time. So we miss the Travis. We hope him to have a speedy recovery
on whatever it is he's doing tonight.
He's taking some time. That's what he's doing. In the chat, Shell says she's taking a break from the Legend of Zelda to come listen to the show. We do appreciate that. Do you know anything about this new Nintendo?
I heard there's going to be a shortage of Switches.
I see the people talking about the new Nintendo. It looks interesting to me. I don't believe that I'm still a go-buy-a-Nintendo guy. I think that ship has passed. Because I keep buying these systems, And I don't use them, and I missed this last generation. I didn't bite. You used to go buy all the systems because that just seems like a thing that a person does. They go buy the new thing when it comes out.
I do that for some things, like I'll do PlayStation or I'll do Xbox, but I'm not doing Nintendo. There's nothing there for me.
I just bought Grand Theft Auto 5 like 2 months ago, guys.
Did you play it?
I played it a couple times. Yeah, it's fun. But you know what? I probably would have gotten the same amount of enjoyment out of the other Grand Theft Auto 5 games because I play it once and I you know, run around and I kill a couple hookers and then like I don't play it again. I play a game one time and I get a couple hours of enjoyment out. I should be a renter is what I should be.
Well, you can do that. You get Gamefly.
But this new Nintendo, it looks fun. It looks like a good time. They have a thing. It goes portable. Like you could take it out and walk around with it. But do people still do that? Don't they just use their phones now?
Or their televisions.
But then you can put it in a thing and then play it on your television. So you can do either. You can take it out. Like if it's time to, like if you got to take a poop break, you could just take it out of its dock thing and then take it to the crapper with you.
I'd hope you sanitize it afterwards.
I would assume that would probably be the most logical reason for taking it out and running around with it is like when you got to go poop.
Well, I'm not normally a dirty console peasant. I play on the PC.
But you have all the consoles, don't you?
No, I got a PlayStation 4.
So, I mean, you went and got one of the new ones. You fell into the trap.
No, I like my NHL games. You can't get NHL games on PC, so I'm kind of fucked unless I get a console.
I'm not in the chat anchor saying Mike outgrew video games. I don't think that's not what I'm trying to say. I can enjoy a good video game. I was never, like, really when I got past Super Nintendo, I think everything since then I've been a casual fan. I will play something. I don't think it's outgrowing. I think that my attention span is steadily getting worse. I think every passing day, I am less able to focus on things like video games and books. I really can only watch television and movies socially. If Laura's there to talk about it with me and keep me focused and stuff, I can't watch things by myself. I have to be doing like 10 things at one time to feel anything. And I think I need to get some kind of diagnosis on that. I think I'm having some kind of mental breakdown of some sort.
Do you have alcohol?
Does alcohol give you focus? I don't think that's what it's known for. I think, you know, if you drink a lot of alcohol, then they don't want you to operate machinery or anything. And it's probably because you're not focused, like you're buzzed.
Yeah, the greatest time I have is I get me some vodka, and I down the vodka right through my goddamn skull, and I put on World of Tanks. I get in my KV2, and that motherfucker is like Stalin's dick. And I get in that fucker drunk as shit, and I put Stalin's dick into a whole bunch of other tanks.
Can I buy the ADD medicine or something, recreationally? I don't want to go to a doctor because I think the doctor will think I'm a kookadoodle or something, or like think that I'm just trying to get drugs. Can I just go to a drug dealer and just try them out just to see if it helps? If it helps, then maybe, you know, I'll go to the doctor and say, hey, I bought these drugs illegally and they really helped. Can you give them to me legally? Does it work like that?
No, it doesn't work.
Can't do
like
that?
No.
No.
I would suggest not doing that heavily.
Just to try it out, just to see how it goes.
You could just go to your doctor and you can say, hey, I don't really have any focus. I really need something to help me focus. I feel like my attention span is dying. So that's what you do.
Just say I can't focus on anything in my life.
Yeah, just go to them.
I can't sit and watch a half-hour TV show without taking 3 breaks.
Yeah, just go tell them that.
I can't listen to my co-host tell a story. I have to stop them because there's stuff that I need to say.
You know what I have? I have really bad sleep apnea. That's where you wake up occasionally because you stop breathing. And I don't have like a CPAP machine or anything like that. What I do is...
Is snoring and sleep apnea the same thing?
No, you physically stop breathing.
See, because I snore. Up. I snore like a motherfucker. And I didn't snore before I got fat.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. When you get fatter, you start snoring.
And that's not sleep apnea? They're different things?
That's just you getting fat.
So like if I got thinner, then I wouldn't snore?
Yeah.
Or like once you start, you can't stop?
No, once you get thinner, the pressure will be relieved from your sinuses and your throat and all that other stuff. And then
can I just sleep in a better way? Is there something that I can do?
Yeah, you have to get a more upright sleep position. You have to change how you sleep.
Like sleep in a chair?
No, you just get more pillows. Like keep your head propped up better.
But no, when I prop my head up more, that's bad because then it closes off my shit, right?
No, it's like up higher. Trust me, you want to get like a higher sleep position. You'll be okay.
But I do like games though. I play the Panda Pop on my phone.
That's not a game, Mike.
It is a game. How dare you? I'm saving my babies from that evil baboon is what I'm doing.
You know what I do, Mike? In order for me to go to sleep, I have to take 50 to 75 milligrams or whatever the fuck it is of a sleep pill. Take about 3 sleeping pills.
But you still snore, right?
Yeah, but I'm real drunk.
I don't have any problem falling asleep. I sleep fine. Sometimes if I have a little bit of trouble, I just put on that Jeff Bridges, the Jeff Bridges. It puts me right out.
Your lady friend is okay with you playing Jeff Bridges?
Well, I go to bed significantly earlier than she does.
Oh.
She's a bit of a night owl, and I got to get up early in the morning, so I go to bed. If I'm up at 11 o'clock, then some shit's gone wrong, Napier.
Yeah,
I go to bed at 9:30 most nights.
I try to do about 10. 10's good for me. But no, that Panda Pop game, that's not a real game. Those are cell phone games.
In the chat, Anchor said that Mike used to play Candy Crush, and I used to invite him to play Candy Crush all the time. And he says Candy Crush is a game. If Candy Crush is a game, then Panda Pop is a game. They're pretty much the same game. You match 3 of a color. But Panda Pop, it adds a little bit of skill element. You got to be a precision shooter, Napier. You don't just match 3. You got to match 3, and you got to shoot the little bubble into the right spot. See, Panda Pop is a game of skill, is what it is.
The only video game that has ever been worthy of the title video game is Dark Souls. You're looking at me like you don't know about the Dark Souls. You know about the Dark Souls. I know you do.
I know nothing of the Dark Souls, Nate.
What you should do is you got a video game console down there by your TV?
I got a PlayStation 3. Can I get Dark Souls on my PlayStation 3?
Fuck yeah, you can.
I can?
Yeah, get that shit.
Do you have it?
Nope.
Why not?
No, I don't have a PlayStation 3. I got a PlayStation 4.
You had a PlayStation 3?
Yeah, but I gave it to my mom.
What do you mean you gave it to your mom?
Because it plays Blu-rays.
You're a giver is what you are.
Yeah.
I bet you're an organ donor.
Yeah, on my driver's license.
Idiot.
What am I going to do with them?
You're going to fucking wait until they fix you.
What do you mean wait?
I'm not giving anybody shit.
They're not going to fix me. I'm dead.
No. I'm keeping all my shit.
You don't fix dead.
I'm keeping all my shit, and I'm waiting for them to figure it out. I want them to freeze me like Walt Disney.
You don't have that kind of money.
But like the bargain version.
The head? What do they do with the rest of you?
Like Ted Williams?
Yeah. What are they going to do with the rest of you?
So I played the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And I don't do any of the missions. Do you ever do the missions in Grand Theft Auto? I've heard there's like a pretty good story, but I can't do all that. I just run around and crash a few cars and give it up and you know, run over hookers and do all that fun stuff.
I mean, there's other things you could do, like maybe a story that intrigues you. What intrigues you?
Can you pick which story?
Yeah, you can pick.
Don't you have to go in a linear thing with the stories?
No, some of them. There's like off missions.
Nah, I'm not into that. I don't do it.
Not a on rails.
I did hear a good hooker story though.
A good one?
Yeah. Apparently, Pretty Woman was originally supposed to end with her dying of a drug overdose. Did you know that? It'd be a radically different tone for that film, I believe.
Well, the end tone, yeah.
So it's a hooker with a heart of gold.
Yeah,
that he plucks out of a street corner and cleans her up so that he can take her on dinner dates and impress his rich friends, right?
So what you're saying is he's really shocked that this hooker is a person.
Right. And then, like, you know, he pays her to blow him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I bet me and this gal, we could get along pretty good. And so then at the end of the film, after all that has gone by, I believe his rich gal friends, they find out that she was a hooker or something. Don't they find out she was a hooker?
I think so. I haven't seen it.
George Costanza, like, offered to buy her time or something. I don't remember. I remember the end of the movie involved, like, a fire escape. Didn't he, like, run up a fire escape with flowers?
Couldn't tell you.
but then in the original script, he ran up the fire escape with flowers, and she was dead with a needle in her arm. And the Walt Disney Corporation, they said, oh, God, no, we can't end this movie like that. You know, I also was intrigued by where the term hooker originated.
Civil War.
There was a general in the Civil War. There's two theories. There was a general in the Civil War, you know.
Yeah.
The good old Civil War. His name was General Joseph Hooker. And he used to bring along like a battalion of gals to come in and keep all his men happy.
That's how you get them to fight good. You drain their balls.
Yeah, yeah. So like the guys would go fight and then they'd come home and then like, the battalion of gals would come in and give them all blowy jays so that they were, you know, happy.
Yeah, you refresh your troops.
Right. But then others say, no, Joseph Hooker didn't invent the term hooker. Apparently, it was a thing long before that because the hookers all knew where to hang out. They all hung out at the shipyards for when all the fishermen guys came back from their boating expeditions. They'd all be, you know, hanging out outside and be like, hey, fisher guy, you know, you want a good time? And so there's hooker because it was like a fishing reference because the fishermen, they use hooks. Yeah.
So they used to sell their poon to dudes who smelled like poon.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. You're not going to mismatch the smells.
This story is about a week old, but I went to McDonald's the other day.
Oh, did you get the Grand Mac?
No, the Grand Mac, I believe, the patty isn't a quarter pounder patty. I think people think, oh, it's probably a quarter pounder patty. It's not. You know what it is? It's like that big and tasty patty is what it is.
It's about the same thing.
It's fine. It's fine. I wasn't mad that I ate it, but it wasn't what I was expecting it to be. Not what I'm talking about. The gal, we went and got breakfast at the McDonald's.
Yep.
The gal referred to our sausage McMuffins as sachet. And I thought that was funny, so I wrote that down. I wanted to tell you that. What? She called them sachet.
The sausages were sachets?
Sachet McMuffin. What they said.
Did you correct her and say, no, it's nope. A sausage?
Nope. Correcting the people making my food is not something I do. Nope. Don't do that. I knew what she meant. It was wrong, but I let her have it.
I guess that's how you end up at McDonald's. They ask you how to pronounce sausage. Like, oh, that's a sachet.
That's sachet McMuffin.
Like, sachet.
It was fine. I thought it, you know, kind of added a little personality to our thing.
It wasn't just somebody really mispronouncing the word sausage.
So the Nickelback belly slap, I'm pretty excited about it.
Because I hope not too excited.
Because it is stunt month, and your wife is going to help us with the Nickelback belly slap. And she was asking for coaching on how hard the slap should be, and I'm really just going to leave it up to her.
Shouldn't it be up to drunk?
No.
No.
It should not be left up to drunk. Absolutely not.
We're not friends like that?
No.
I keep hearing shit hit your fucking door.
Well,
I think it's...
See, what happened, Napier, is I left the door open a crack.
Yeah.
So that when drunk does arrive, it doesn't set off the whole thing.
Well, isn't there like a storm outside?
So the air is blowing the screen door. And that's what's making the sound. So it's probably worse than just the one time the alarm would go off, right?
I don't think they can hear it. I think only we can hear it.
Yeah, but that's good enough. The sachet McMuffin. I thought it was funny. I thought it was worth writing down. I also just wrote down something that didn't have anything to do with anything. I've been getting into the Reddit lately.
How's it going?
And I don't really know what I'm doing, but I was messing around with something on the front page and somebody linked to something else. And I ended up on an entire board of ladies putting Sharpie markers in their ass.
That's an odd way to get to Sharpies.
It was
butts.
All Sharpies in their ass. It was a ton of them too. A lot of people seeing how many Sharpies they could fit in their ass. I wish I wrote down what the actual link to it was, but it was like Reddit/butt Sharpies. And people were just, they were all competing to see who could fit the most Sharpies in their ass.
You know what my favorite Reddit site is?
What?
Sundari Sharks.
I think I saw one that had 23 Sharpies in their ass.
That's a lot of
That's
Sharpies.
That's a lot of Sharpies to fit in your ass. I mean, a lot of people just like put a Sharpie in their ass just so they could like be part of the community. And I get that. I get that. Just, you know, wanting to be involved. But I mean, like some people took it really seriously, and I was consumed with the butt Sharpie Reddit.
Were they all the same color of Sharpie?
No, there were some people bought variety packs of multiple colors to have like a
they're the big ones,
rainbow
the
assortment of butt Sharpies.
Like they're the big ones, not those tiny ones, right? Not the
no, like the normal sized ones, not fine point. I imagine fine point with their sharp corners would probably be a detriment more than anything. They're about the same width. I mean, the Sharpies, they have contoured edges that I believe would benefit to going in a butt. Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
You didn't tell me it was Jersey Day.
It's always Jersey Day. It's hockey season.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Are you excited about Stunt Month?
Absolutely.
Are you excited about the Nickelback belly slap?
Sure.
So this idea came to me, Drunk. Put on your headphones because I want to share with you a clip. This is from 2013. Now, we are coming up on 300, so I'm starting to get nostalgic, you know?
Absolutely.
And I found a clip that tickled me involving you and Paul explaining something that you love. And I'm gonna play the clip. Paul also divulged to me that when you get heavily intoxicated, you do have an odd request.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with your odd request?
I wasn't heavily intoxicated.
Well, this had nothing to do with yesterday. This was just a general.
You
remember
thing
this?
Knowing Paul a little bit, his recollections, they'd probably say either hit me in the face or hit me in the belly.
It was the belly slap.
The belly slap.
Yes, the belly slap.
Apparently, when Drunk gets inebriated, likes it.
But
when
I
people
usually have to be super hammered for that.
Right. Oh, he has to be really drunk. And like, then he'll go around the party.
Not just like go out to the bar, have a few cocktails. Not that kind of drunk.
And he'll ask people to slap him in the belly.
You just
and then if they don't slap him hard enough, he'll laugh at them and call them bitches.
So you want to leave those places with like red handprints all over your stomach?
So you want it to hurt?
I usually have to be about 3/4 of a bottle deep for this to happen.
It's happened more than once, right?
Well, I've drinking more than 3/4 of a bottle more than once.
Right, so it is like a thing that happens. Like if he gets really, really drunk, he will ask people to slap him in the belly. It's not just like, oh, it happens. Like no, it's like
it's happened
pretty regularly that if he drinks that much. That's
I would say
happen.
It's happened more than 4 times for sure.
And do you regret it the next day?
Sometimes. I'll have some wicked handprints on my belly.
The next morning sure. You yeah. Still have handprints?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lets the...
Do you ever try to pick out whose hand do you think is what so you know who to have revenge on?
Well, there's no revenge. I know I did it to myself every time.
So it got me to thinking that a good way to celebrate Stunt Month is to do a belly slapping stunt, right?
Yeah, sure. That had to have been a couple years ago.
I know. Did you hear how young Napier sounded?
Yeah, absolutely.
Napier like still sounded like he might not die soon.
It's been a while.
Now Napier struggles with every breath.
It was probably 35 pounds ago, you fucks.
So the game will be Drunk. I have a collection of 10 clips. I'm convinced, I've stated this multiple times, I'm convinced that Nickelback and Theory of a Dead Man are the same band.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with either one?
Yeah.
I mean, would you, do you celebrate their catalogs?
I mean, I enjoyed Nickelback a little bit in high school before it was cool to hate them.
So you jumped off when everybody else did.
Yeah,
good. Sure. That's why I selected tracks from Nickelback's later albums that you probably haven't heard.
There you go.
But every song will either be Nickelback or Theory of a Dead Man. And there's no tricks. I'm not selecting special. I'm going to play the first 30 seconds of 10 Nickelback or Theory of a Dead Man songs.
Okay.
And you have 30 seconds to guess which one it is. And if you guess wrong, then you're getting the belly slap.
So do you got 3/4 of a bottle for me, or?
Well, drunk, we are going to share in a delicious pineapple beer together.
Oh, sounds lovely.
I will get us both one at the break. Napier, you want a pineapple beer?
No.
I got pineapple shandies.
Yeah, I saw you sent me a text. They did look.
See, the pineapple's wearing sunglasses, drunk, so you know they're cool.
Have you had the grapefruit shandy?
I did, and it wasn't bad. I had a lemon shandy, too.
I enjoyed me the grapefruit shandy.
I think you had it here. I think I got grapefruit mm-hmm. shandies, and we enjoyed them together.
They were delicious.
So me and drunk are going to share in some pineapple shandies. So, you know, he's going to get real drunk off that one beer and then start getting his belly slapped.
Let's hope it's high alcohol content.
Drunk, I did not watch the Will Smith movie, but my lady did and described it to me.
Which one?
There's a new Will Smith movie that just came out on video cassette that he writes letters to.
Suicide Squad?
No, he writes letters to like concepts. Like, he writes a letter to love and puts it in the mailbox.
Okay.
And then, like, the postman gets it and doesn't really know what to do with it because, you know, he just wrote love on an envelope and tried to mail it.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends, you know, realizing that this guy's, you know, having a rough time and is probably mentally ill in some capacity.
Probably, yeah.
They decide to play a goof on him, and they hire... by the way, I'm spoiling this movie. I'm just going to tell you what happens. So if you don't want to hear the end of this movie, you're not going to watch it. It's terrible. They have people come to him and say, "Oh, I'm deaf. You wrote me a letter, Will Smith." And Will Smith is like, "Oh my God, you're answering my letter." And I mean, this is a mentally ill man that his friends are playing goofs on.
He has some shithead friends.
Right, right. And the twist at the end of the movie is that they actually were those things. So the friends paid actors that just happened to also be the real things. And that's the twist, is that it actually was love.
So do they get their money back?
Apparently not, Napier. I don't think they get their money back because they're bad friends.
Well, what is the concept of love going to do with $50? I could pay my house payment with that. The fuck?
With $50?
Well, I mean, yeah, a series of $50.
House. A series of $50?
A series of $50, yeah.
That would be a good increment of payment. Like, just tell them, hey, you owe me $10 $50.
I think you could get by with that, yeah.
You give me $10 $50, drunk, and that'll be your rent this month.
Jeez.
That's a pretty hefty rent.
That's a lot of $50, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's a good amount of $50 to charge for rent?
Where are you at?
I mean, around here.
$250.
$250.
I've seen those apartment complexes around here. $250 would be my limit.
What is a shandy? Do you know what a shandy is?
Fruity beer.
Is that what it is? Just a fruity type of beer?
That's what I thought.
It's a beer with fruit in it? Or is it just... I don't know what a shandy is, guys. I saw a pineapple wearing sunglasses and said that's what the cool people are drinking now.
What's the alcohol?
So I bought
content?
Some. I've never had a pineapple beer. I wanted to try it.
Yeah, but what's the alcohol content?
I don't know. I'm going to go get one, and we're going to find out.
I bet it's low.
Do you want to do our break now? We'll go get some pineapple shandies, and, you know, we'll relax.
It's got to be better than that sangria you'd be drinking on, right?
There's nothing better than sangria.
There's not much better than sangria.
Other than straight vodka.
On my list of things, I'd put sangria probably pretty high.
Top five?
Probably a lot higher than you may think.
Top five?
What about higher than vodka?
Yeah, yeah. I'd put sangria, like on the scale of alcoholic beverages. I would see, but the thing is, I've had other sangrias. Don't like other sangrias. I just like my sangria.
I don't know if we can be friends after what you just told me. I'm gonna have to take a break. Like right now.
Why? Because I prefer sangria to vodka.
Yes.
Fuck vodka.
We're not friends.
See, vodka doesn't have delicious fruits in it.
No, it has vodka.
I like vodka.
Let's go to break and drink vodka.
It's Tupac, Machiavelli, the Don, representing Death Row. Get what you heard. The only station that's truly representing for the streets.
Strangelabel.com.
WFOD is proud to bring you the latest in cutting-edge podcast interactivity. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Travis the Magnificent.
Tonight's trick is very dangerous. Only someone with my years of magician experience should attempt such a trick, as it will blow your mind. Tonight I am going to cut my lovely assistant Yolanda in half. Yolanda, if you could get in the box, please. Seal this up right here. And right here. Okay. Now you can see this is a saw. I'm starting to cut Yolanda in half. I'm cutting. I'm through? Oh. Moving the boxes away from each other. You can see her head on this side of the stage, and her legs are on this side of the stage. Magic. But we don't want to leave Yolanda like this forever, so let's put Yolanda back together again. Slide the boxes. Attach this. Attach this. Yolanda, open it up. She's back together! Travis the Magnificent!
Take a ride in the sunrise, down across the sand, just you and me, at WFOD.
New official Ice-T phone line.
This is Ice-T, and I'm just cooling out waiting on you to call me on the Ice Hotline.
Here's your chance to connect to Ice-T. Call 1-900-909-1100. Push that button. Dial it now.
Come on. Call me up and chill out with me on the phone for a few minutes.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Be sure to ask your parents' permission. It's Dev, the new Ice-T phone line.
Yo, make that call.
Call 1-900-909-1100. Ice-T is waiting now.
G'day, my name is Warren Rodwell from Australia. I was kidnapped. The longest-held Australian captive outside war in the Philippines, and you're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on Strange Label.
Yeah.
All right, we are back, guys. WFOD, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. I believe it is time for America's new favorite game show, the Nickelback Belly Slap.
Do you have a drop for it?
I do not, no.
Should we?
Do you want to sing a song about the Nickelback Belly Slap?
And it's time for the Nickelback Belly Slap on the WFOD show.
Ah! That's how we'll cheer. When he gets one right, Napier, we cheer. And when he gets one wrong, he gets the slap. So, Drunk, this game is pretty simple. It's straightforward.
Okay.
I am going to quiz you. Napier has a timer set up for 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds to correctly identify whether the song is a Nickelback song or a Theory of a Dead Man song. If you get it wrong or if time expires before you answer... You're getting the slap. What do you think of that pineapple shandy? I apologize, Anchor. That was unintentional.
I don't hate it.
It's not bad. It's okay. It's kind of it's a little bit on the fruity side.
Right.
What did I do? Is this mine?
Yep.
Or is that yours?
Nope. Mine is in the garbage.
You drank it already?
I drank it already.
Pounded it?
He man pounded his.
Wow.
I could drink one of these sitting next to the pool, though. I mean,
I would drink one of these to sober up.
It's a 4.4 percent alcohol by volume. It's not a strong beverage.
Yeah, it's stronger than you get in Kansas. So,
okay, Drunk, are you ready? Napier, are you ready with the clock?
I am.
We're gonna go ahead and dive right into this. It is the Nickelback Belly Slap, round one. Drunk, no, that was Nickelback. I'm sorry, Drunk. Drunk has exposed his belly.
Jesus.
Wow. Christ. That's a lot of belly, Drunk. And here.
Next song.
God, I thought I had a big belly.
Are you ready for round two, Drunk?
Yes, sir.
All right. Drunk, you're right on that one. That was Theory of a Dead Man. So Drunk does not get the slap. Napier, we have to applaud. Good job, Drunk. All right, round three. Here we go. Drunk, that was Nickelback. Good job. All right, round four of Nickelback or Theory of a Dead Man. No, I'm sorry, Drunk. That was Nickelback. She's from 2014's No Fixed Address.
We're in the same spot. We want a red mark.
All right, Drunk. It's time for the belly slap. I feel like she could put a little bit more juice on it. Druggie, you feel like you're getting enough of a slap?
She could put a little extra in there if she needs to.
Put some elbow grease on it. But, okay. Here we go. Round five drunk of the Nickelback belly slap.
Five of ten.
Five of ten. Ten seconds. Drunk from 2011's Here and Now album. That is Nickelback.
Hey.
Okay. Let's do the next one. That is from 2009 Scars and Souvenirs album. That was Theory of a Dead Man drunk. It's time for the Nickelback belly. Oh, they're starting to get a little bit of a red mark there. Try to hit the same spot. That's important. Yeah! That's a good one!
That was a good one.
Woo!
That one was a good one.
All right. So, we're in round seven drunk. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
You're doing okay. What have you got?
Yeah.
Three belly slaps so far?
Yeah, three. I'm at 50%.
That's not bad.
Good for baseball, bad for...
Drunk, that was Theory of a Dead Man. You are right.
Hey.
All right. All right, round eight. Napier, you ready with the timer?
Nickelback.
That is...
It did sound kind of gay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the chat is playing along with you, and I think that if the chat were getting the Nickelback belly slaps, they'd be getting a lot of belly slaps.
I feel like it, yeah.
So it seems like every time they post one, they're dead-ass wrong, drunk. All right. There's only two more opportunities to get the Nickelback belly slap. We're on round nine. No drunk. It's never from 2009 Scars and Souvenirs album. That is Theory of a Dead Man. All right, it's time for the belly slap.
Get,
all right, all right, Mrs. Napier, give him a real good one here. There's only two. This might be your last chance to give him a real good firm one. Just give him all your might.
Don't do that.
Give him all your might. All right, last round. Drunk, are you confident? Yeah, I mean, you're doing about 50-50.
Indeed.
Which it should be pretty clear who's who, but it's not.
Right.
They sound exactly the same.
They sound pretty similar, yes. I got this.
Back. Kind of anticlimactic. Yeah, it is.
Hey. That's the last one.
a pretty good handprint there, huh?
Of your
handprint? Oh boy. So I mean, what did we learn really from this game?
I don't
did
like
we learn
either.
Anything?
I don't like either of those bands.
Why would you? They get your belly slapped.
Hey, amen.
Hey, at least you didn't throw Shine down in there. That would have been a real fuckly fuck fuck.
I would never do that because then we'd have to listen to a couple of Shinedown songs. And I don't want that.
I don't want that
for anyone.
I fucking hope Shinedown just crashes and burns. You never hear of them again. And they go like work gas stations or something. God, I fucking hate Shinedown so fucking much.
Isn't Buck Cherry kind of like in the whole...
Yeah, but that like guy, that he has a different voice.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys... I mean, like, if I just played guitar riffs, then sure. Everybody's pretty much garbage now, Drunk.
Yeah.
And they all kind of sound similar with the same stupid distortion and clunky bullshit.
They're no Smashing Pumpkins, is what you're saying.
Well, it's like...
Yeah, they're no Within Temptation.
Well, it was like everybody tried to sound like Creed for a couple of years, and then everybody deviated a little bit from the trying to sound like Creed thing, mm-hmm. and now they sound like that.
Well, not for you to give me two K-pop artists, I might have fucking nailed that right in the face.
I can get you some J-pop.
I saw some really impressive technology out there on the interweb. Somebody was advertising that they're putting out a smart condom. Which I believe is just a condom holder. It's not the actual condom. But it has Bluetooth technology that will upload your data, like on, you know, the duration and the speed of your thrusts and your girth and the amount of calories that you burnt and how many different positions that you used.
How many calories did you pump in her?
But apparently there's a couple of STDs. It detects chlamydia and syphilis too. But it's like a smart condom. It's like a thing you put on your gear, and it kind of makes like fucking into like a game, you know.
Fitbit.
It's Fitbit for fucking. And so I mean, you can have like fuck competitions and stuff, which is kind of cool actually. You know, makes you like try harder to do a good job because you're trying to beat your buddies, like on your duration and the power of your thrusts.
What if you find out one of your bros is like a stud maker and all he does is like plow broads? Won't that be kind of awkward?
I think that you can't be selective with it though. I think you should have to upload all of them. I mean, you know, so then you can
like
you
get an office pool together.
Yeah, like do it with your whole office.
That 45-year-old dude.
Jody in the chat has Fuckbit. That's a good name for it. It was called the Smart Condom, which I think is deceiving because it isn't really the condom. It's like a ring you put around your dick and balls. Well, probably not your balls. Probably just your dick, I would think.
Yeah, but what happens if you get soft midway and you're not, you know, that into it?
But I guess the smart cock ring wouldn't sound as good. So you probably have to say smart condom. Except if you buy it and you get home and you're expecting a condom and you don't have one, that's kind of fucked up.
No, it's your condom.
I assume that it's detecting STDs from the gal and not from you, because why would you want to alert other people that you have an STD?
Because you're a bro like that.
But I guess if the smart condom says detects gonorrhea or something, it's probably already too late, right?
Yeah, probably.
You've already, you know.
I guess you could just
broken the plane.
No, you just wash your junk with like hydrogen peroxide and 50 proof alcohol or something. Maybe 80 proof.
You dip your cock in vodka.
50 proof ain't much.
Nah, just dip your ding dong in some 100 proof whiskey. That'll take care of the gonorrhea real quick before it gets on you too good.
He's got dick bit too.
iPod.
They're both better. They're better. They're better than the smart condom. We could workshop that name. We could make like the Mad Cats version of this, don't you think?
Yeah, because they all had the vibrating features on them before the rest of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it didn't say anything about vibrating features. That seems to be a gross negligence on their part. Why didn't it put a little vibrate in there?
It probably cost a nickel to do.
Right. The little vibrate thing doesn't cost nothing.
Yeah, my PlayStation controller has one of those.
I wonder if you added a little vibrate thing, if that would help your prowess.
Maybe. I mean, if you're not that into your
like,
lady.
Would that add a little power to your thrust? Maybe that would be
oh, you got to time it just right, though. Got to time it to the jiggles. Oh, maybe you have intermittent jiggles. Like, you ever been on one of those bikes at like a workout place, and you do like you set like random mountains that you have to climb. Like, oh, now I'm going downhill. Now I'm going uphill. Just randomly, your dick starts vibrating in your lady to give her that something something.
Would you try to cheat? Like if you were competing against like me, Travis, and Drunk with the fuck bit, would you try to cheat?
Oh,
would
no.
you like? Would you like get done and like still just keep thrusting to get a couple extra ones in there?
Mike, champions don't have to cheat. I'll be the Wayne Gretzky of giving it to my lady.
Drunk, how many Sharpies do you think you can fit in your butt? I mean, if you practiced for like a week and you worked yourself. I mean, I imagine it's just one at first. Right. Then maybe tomorrow you try two. I mean, you think by the end of the week you could get up to five Sharpies?
Probably get that whole 10-pack in there if you need it.
Get the whole 10-pack in there?
Yeah, I mean, it'd take a little bit. But
you ever put anything in your butt? Just for funsies?
No.
Just to see how it goes?
Don't you have enough leaving your butt for excitement that you don't have to put stuff in there?
I've been having a hard time pooping lately, Napier, I'll tell you.
Just a finger while I'm wiping, that's about it.
Like a
but only twice.
Yeah.
You put your finger in your butt?
That's pretty close.
I mean, you gotta get in there a little bit, right?
You gotta give the dig. I mean,
you get a little dig, right?
You don't
do any dig?
Not really. I mean, not like enough to.
But there's stuff like right there.
Well, there's stuff no matter how far in you go.
Like when you dump out a can of soup.
Yeah.
And there's still like two noodles in the bottom of the can.
Yeah.
You got to get those last two noodles.
Well,
absolutely.
You got to justify
the. You paid for that chicken noodle soup, Napier. You go throw away two perfectly good noodles? Fuck that! I'm getting those two noodles out.
No, I don't. I don't dig that much deep into my chicken noodle soup or my anus.
He's just happy with what he dumps out of the can without doing any digging.
No.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, sir.
Like, how far deep are you going? Are we talking like one knuckle or?
Just enough to get those last noodles.
The whatever's on the outside is what you're cleaning. You're not cleaning inside your colon, are you?
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not sticking a 2x4 up my ass, Napier.
How clean
the brim?
Yeah, you clean the brim. You don't like go inside the brim. Like how deep into the
this would be the
maw.
Time of the show that Travis would be getting very uncomfortable that we're talking about poo-poo and pee-pee, Napier. So we're going to stop.
No, he's not here. This is what happens when Travis is not here. Okay, so how much of your fingertip
what
are you
kissing?
What
do you do? You just wipe the outside?
Yeah, you wipe the outside. You don't go in the anus hole.
You do, though, like a little bit, right?
I give it the dig, for sure.
You have to!
That's why I only wipe twice, because I know I'm thorough.
I do the outside, and I wipe the lips. I'm not going inside me to clean me. It's inside me.
This is crazy talk, right?
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense.
You got to get with the old, how's your uncle?
I mean, it's like shampoo in your hair. It's like just patting the shampoo on your hair.
Right.
You don't just pat the shampoo on your hair, Napier. You get in there and you wash the underneath.
You gotta get
the
nails into the follicles.
You gotta get in there and get the roots, buddy. You gotta clean your whole head. It's part cleaning your scalp too. You're not just cleaning the tips of your hair. You're not frosting your tips, Napier. You're doing the whole thing.
Yeah, but when you put like the chapstick on your lips, do you put them inside your lips, underneath the lips, into your gums? How far are we going?
This isn't about that. We're not talking about chapstick. We're talking about cleanliness.
We're talking about putting your fingers into your anus. You clean the anus. You don't go inside the anus. Like Like the mouthy bit. Are you waiting for the chat to tell you?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that somebody in the chat would say, yes, I do the dig. You have to. It would be stupid not to. You just clean the outside of your butt.
I'm on your side for once.
I know. I mean, how could you not be on my side? I feel like it's too small of a sample size for just me and you. Because obviously we are not speaking for the common man, drunk.
Absolutely.
Okay, when you wipe your ass, are you sitting down or do you like squat up a bit?
You have to sit down. If you stand up, you do the smush.
Yeah, but I mean, you do.
I do like a solid two or three wipes while I'm sitting down, and then like I stand up, and then I do like one extra wipe when I'm standing up.
If I did the dig, I wouldn't. So he does.
Why would you not admit? It's not like you're deriving any pleasure from the dig. You're just cleaning up your asshole because your asshole has poop on it.
Yeah, but I'm
and
not
you're
going...
getting the poop off it. It's not like I'm finger fucking my asshole, going, "Oh my god, cleaning my asshole is so pleasurable." It's not. You just gotta get the shit off of you.
Have you ever grunted while you did it?
Yeah, I've never gone like whole finger deep.
No,
I mean...
you don't go whole finger deep, but you go around the brim.
Yeah, I go around the brim. I don't go in the brim.
I hate him right now. I hate him for what he's doing to me.
Okay, so if your anus was kissing
your finger...
How many
Sharpies do you think you could fit in your butt, though?
Like obviously less than the rest of you fuckers.
So do you believe in the squatty potty?
No, I poop. I wipe the outside. I give it, you know, a once over. But, I mean, if your anus was giving your finger a kiss... How deep of a kiss would your finger be getting?
It just like a few light little lashes, you know,
like
just to be romantic,
like what kind of kiss are we going for here?
did you tell? Could you tell a difference between those two?
No, I didn't know.
Will you stop blowing kisses, Napier? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Okay, so picture my finger as your finger and my mouth as your anus mouth. Or is it a...
I would say it's more of a...
Oh, Lord. How do you have...
That was a lot of finger drunk. I think I'm off your team.
How do you get paper on that? Like, do you make a paper condom for your finger?
No, you use the three-ply.
What if you're out in public? There's no three-ply. You can't...
Nope, there is no going in public.
You know, a buddy of mine told me the other day that not only is he a standing wiper, but he's also a buncher.
Yeah,
he's not a folder, he's a buncher.
What? That's not
yeah,
a thing.
He's a standing buncher, drunk.
No.
They exist, apparently. It's crazy, I know.
So when he stands at the urinal, does he take his pants to his ankles?
Probably.
They probably don't use urinals. They probably go to like the toilet stall, and they pee, and then they wipe their peener.
It's like the immigrants, Napier, is what it is.
Where did this go?
See, like the immigrants, if they really want to,
yeah,
they're gonna get in, no matter what.
Immigrants.
Okay.
I mean, you can do as thorough a job as you want, and I tell you, you should do a thorough job. You should. You should try to protect your borders as best you can. If you have to slip over the wall a little bit and clear them out from the other side just to get it, you know, out of the way, I get it. But ultimately, if they want to get in, they're gonna. You know, there's not a lot. I mean, especially with our diets.
Are immigrants analogies to fingers? And the border
with our
dangerous.
Diets, Napier, there's going to be mistakes made. That's just something that's going to happen.
Like when you gamble and lose?
You know, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Yeah.
You know, need to know when to walk away and when to run.
Right. It is what I'm saying.
Mike, what's your take on people who sit down next to you, like while you're shitting? Is that like inappropriate for you?
I was in a stall the other day and somebody had written in Sharpie on the stall, "My name is Jeff." What am I going to do with that? What do I say? Hi, Jeff.
No, that's a meme.
My name is Jeff.
Yeah.
Who's Jeff?
You got to watch the video.
What do I look up? My name is Jeff?
Yes.
And he's in a toilet stall?
No, you got to look for My Name is Jeff.
Explain it to me.
You got to watch it.
It's just an internet sensation, man.
Yeah, his name is Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
Yeah, he does it all funny and shit.
He says my name is Jeff?
He says his name is Jeff.
Doesn't sound all that fun.
You didn't listen to it. It's kind of like a thing you got to be a part of. You ever been a...
How do you know it isn't just a guy named Jeff who wanted us to know what his name is?
No, it's got like 100 million views. You got to look for that one.
And I never would have known about it if I hadn't shit in that stall, yep. Right?
Or if you would have been, more... You know,
right? You're internet savvy.
Put my ear to the ground. Yeah, I'm on Reddit now. I found the butt sharpies Reddit today. Yeah.
Mike, at my place of
business, can I find butt sharpies and not find my name is Jeff?
You didn't look right. There's a lot of internet out there.
So anyway, back to the question
about the immigrants.
No, I guess the question about, so what do you mean when somebody sits next to you?
Okay, there's five shitters at my work.
Okay.
Five shitters. Uh-huh. I go to the shitter that's closest to the wall.
Okay.
I am alone taking a shit.
You go to the far shitter?
I go to the far shitter.
I usually don't go all the way to the wall.
No, I go to the wall. I want to be like
I feel
below.
Like I would be trapped.
Generally, the first one I choose is the handicap accessible one.
I don't choose that one because one time I fucked up.
Like, you remember in True Lies when the guy comes in the bathroom and like he starts kicking in the doors?
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the last one because what if he starts at the last one?
They never.
You want to have an option to be able to scoot over to the one next to it.
How are you getting over there? Well, there's shit on your bum.
But if the alternative is getting machine gunned, I'd get a little shit on me. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
So what you're saying is you're worried about somebody coming into the shitter next to you.
No, somebody did come into the shitter next to me. There are four other shitters. They're completely open. Every one of them is clean. And this son of a bitch just saddles up next to me like I'm some kind of shithead that wants to sit there and look at his feet do a shimmy shake while he squats next to me.
Shimmy shake.
No.
Red Sox gal says that she doesn't dig up in there, but she uses wet wipes.
I don't use wet wipes.
God, I wish I could still use the wet wipes. Can't, though.
I would never.
The wet wipes, they just...
I just make things bad. I just don't understand why it matters. There's like a partition there, right? You can't see the person sitting next to you.
Yeah, but I mean, there's options to where you don't sit next to anybody. And I chose the option where I'm not next to anybody. There's nobody shitting. I went far enough away that there's plenty of open space between me and three other people who want to shit. But this guy chose to shit next to me. And that I consider that to be rude and obnoxious and annoying, and I hate those people, and I wish I could find me a little taser, and I'll taser fucking feet underneath the goddamn stall.
When I was younger and we had the old Boy Scout camp, they had the two shitters right there with nothing in between the two of you, so sometimes you just had to shit next to that person.
Yeah, but there's times when you don't, and right then he didn't have to shit next to me. There were plenty of other options for this dude to shit in, and he chose me. He chose my area, my vicinity.
Did he start talking to you?
No, but he slammed the door so hard as he was entering the shitter that my shitter door popped open.
What if he would have started talking to you?
What do I say to him?
I don't know.
What kind of conversation are we going to have?
Just anything. Talk about the blues if you want to.
If somebody started talking next to me while I was shitting, I would make sure every other word was... Oh, okay, yeah. Just like that over and over again so that he knows he's talking to somebody while their anus is opening and there's fluff coming out.
Yeah, that
of it.
Doesn't really bother me.
Put in some Sharpies.
Yeah, you could put in some Sharpies while you're there.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a gal who puts Sharpies in her butt and then creates art.
Like does a crab walk?
Yeah, like draws pictures.
Like there's a start zone, like, okay, now 90 degrees right. And then she's got to like...
I feel like that's already a Jackass sketch.
That could be a thing that you pay a gal to do.
You, boom, stunt month next week.
You have her put a Sharpie in her butt and then draw a portrait of you. Drunk. Do you have anything that you want the people to know about? Anything that you want to get out there? You know, and
Drunk's pick of the week is the limited release Aloha Traveler Pineapple Shandy.
You like the Aloha Traveler?
Not bad.
Not bad, right? I don't know if I'd drink like five of these. But I'll have one with my pals and start slapping some bellies.
I mean, it's just fine for like pre-shot material.
Napier, do you have a pick of the week?
At this time, no, I do not.
No picks.
No nothing. Picks of the week.
Nothing new to report. Any life events?
Well, I've recently started questioning whether I'm wiping my anus correctly.
You got to get the brim, baby. You got to get the brim.
No, the brim you get. You don't, like, go inside the anus.
Guys, you can't stop these immigrants. You know, if they want to come in bad enough, they're going to come in. You just don't be dicks to them. Just leave them alone. And
immigrants are fingers. And
I mean,
anus.
I don't know. Everybody's going to hate us.
Doesn't everybody already hate us?
And with our diets, they're going to come out if they're going to come out. You know what I mean?
Are these poops now?
Travis, buddy, we miss you. I'm sorry for everything I said.
Spider-Man, save us. Spider-Man, save us. That's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
My name is Jeff.